Hi, I'm Andy Explain. I'm currently walking through a spooky place, and I have to admit, I'm getting goosebumps. There's a real sense of something that's hard to explain, but it's very tangible. And it really makes you think, what if there are things that we really can't explain? I'm on my way to meet Andy. Andy is a normal guy who encountered something that he can't explain.
My name's Andy, and I've always been a very level-headed, no-nonsense sort of guy. I like to be able to explain things. I take a great interest in explaining things, and I've always thought of myself as a bit of a skeptic. That is until I encountered something that I could not explain. It was a Wednesday, and I was going about my business. I wasn't preoccupied with anything. I wasn't stressed. I've never taken any drugs. In fact, I had explained something only earlier that day, and all of a sudden, I had this overwhelming sensation. And at that moment, sorry, I get chills talking about it even now, at that moment, I could not explain it.
You couldn't explain it?
No, not at all. I could not explain it. I've turned it over and over in my head so many times since then. Was it this? Was it that? I've never taken any drugs, and it still haunts me to this day that I was there, I experienced something, and I cannot explain it.
Wow. I'm walking back from the spooky place at 3 o'clock in the morning, and the feeling of inexplicability you get from Andy is really palpable. He's a level-headed, no-nonsense sort of guy that really came across in our interview. I just can't believe that he wouldn't be able to explain something. And with our resident skeptic, Andy Skeptic, Andy, what do you make of Andy's story?
Well, Andy, it's quite a remarkable story. You really get a sense from Andy that what he believes is genuine and that he really cannot explain it.
Gosh, so can it be explained?
I think there are a number of ways that that could be explained.
Blimey. But there does remain, doesn't there, just a sliver of doubt that it's something you can't explain.
I think without being there, without having experienced it firsthand, yes, there's always a doubt over whether it can really be fully explained.
Golly, I'm turning now to our resident paranormal expert, Andy Ghosts. Andy, how do you respond to that?
Well, I respond, Andy, first off by quoting Shakespeare's "There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than you can explain." And I would further respond that yes, although there are many ways that that could be explained, there are infinitely more ways in which it could not be explained. And we should therefore be very wary of assuming therefore that science therefore has all the answers.
Crikey, so you think it cannot be explained?
I definitely think it is possible to not explain that.
Absolutely extraordinary. Well, I'm back at home now. And even though I'm back at home now, there remains a keen sense of unease, a feeling of, what if there are things we can't explain? When you speak to Andy, it's clear that he absolutely cannot explain what happened to him. But can you explain it? Get in touch to tell us how you would explain it, how you could not explain it, or let us know if, like Andy, you've encountered something that you cannot explain.
I know what people will say, that there's a way it can be explained, and that's fine, they can say what they like, but that doesn't mean that I can explain it. And in many ways, the sheer lack of an explanation has undermined everything I have ever believed in. I've never taken any drugs. I thought I was a person who could explain everything until I encountered something that I could not explain.